right. All right. Well, the store will be open after the concert, so if you didn't get all your whatever you needed, there'll be more, and you'll probably be inspired to buy a little more here. Our next people on stage here is a long-distance duo, Jenny Hawker and Kate Justice. They both, in the, sort of independently, have sort of learned a lot of Appalachian harmony singing, and they learned a lot of the traditional Appalachian music. And what's sort of special is that they were both doing this kind of music on their own, and they met here at Augusta. So again, you know, the magic of Augusta just really prevails here. And so so let's just get right on with it here. So just welcome Jenny Hawker and Kay Justice.
A song left to us by Lotus Dickey, who was here about, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago, and taught a lot of us that song. I know you recognize the words, but the tune was his. We want to introduce to you now two people that have been playing music with us, and they recorded our latest June Apple recording with us that's out now, and we want to do some songs from that tape for you. Want to bring out Hillary Durlam on bass from North Carolina, and Tracy Swores on fiddle, auto harp, and guitar from West Virginia.
we have loved, we have parted, my flower, my companion and me.
Song we learned from Craig Johnson, a really fine singer that also happens to play the fiddle. We want to dedicate this whole show to some friends of ours that are here. The Kendigs are here from Gilmer County, and Mr. Carl Rutherford is here from McDowell County, and we're awful happy to see them here. I think this is a Carter family song, and we were teaching this to the class that meets in the chapel at 6:30. Okay, guys, this is your chance. You gotta help me sing this, help us sing this, help me remember the words.
Seeking seeing the city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels
Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer for doing that class for us this evening. I know it was probably a really hard thing to do for them. They probably didn't enjoy it at all. Anyway, they did that so we could do our sound check and come up here and do this, and we really appreciate them doing that. Anyway, now we're going to do an E.C. Ball song. I don't know how many of you are familiar with his music. I haven't heard too many things that he did, but this one I really, really like. And even though he does it with the guitar, we thought it really sounded to me like it needed a mournful old fiddle. So we found a mournful old fiddler. Listen, he's pretty perky this week, but last week you should have seen. He was mournful on Friday and Saturday, the end of Cajun week. Okay, this is Trials, Troubles, Tribulations.
Bye. upon your forehead. These worldly goods you then can buy. Then you shall cry unto my Savior. We'll call to him, but cannot win. When the fire comes down,
we like to keep Tracy guessing what we're going to do next. We needed to add a little comedy to our act.
That's what we have. We have Tracy up here for two reasons. First of all, as a relief on your eyes from this color blindness test that we have going over here. And also to lighten up things a little bit as he's, you know, shuttles around trying to find what instrument to pick up.
Yeah. We're going to do one of our favorites, A Distant Land to Roam.
I remember very well, on one cold and dreary day, just as I was leaving home for a distant land to roam.
Mother said,
my dear boy, I hope to see you next year again. On earth we meet no more, may we meet at God's right hand.
Mother said, my dear boy,
I hope to see you next year again.
Fare you well,
so I left my dear old home for a distant land to roam. Now I've wandered far away from my home, I've gone astray. Now I'm coming home, never more from thee to roam.
Mother said, my dear boy,
I hope to see you next year again.
My dear boy,
I hope to see you next year again.
Fare
All right. See, they all get to go do something else. Well, I have to. Not long ago, we were in North Carolina doing a concert with Alice Gerard. And after the concert, as is sometimes the custom, we had a party at Alice's house. And way on into the night, a young fiddler there, Wayne Martin, came up with this song that we really just, we were knocked out. We really liked this song. It's an old Asa Fiddling Arthur Smith song, yeah. And it's called Adieu, False Heart. You think you'll like it as much as we do. Isn't that a neat song? That's really terrific. Took us a little while to get that timing straight, but it didn't bother him at all. I think it's because he plays so much Cajun music, you know. Margo used to say, as long as it all comes all right, out all, even at the end, it's okay. So you don't worry about these nice little measures of four beats each or anything. Well, we've really enjoyed being here tonight. This is always a great audience. We enjoy teaching here. We enjoy meeting the people. We enjoy the Elder Hostel in particular. It's just a real fun bunch of people that always teach us every bit as much as we teach them. We want to close out with one that you might feel like singing along. Jody and Kate, I know, feel like singing along. Just a few more days, another Carter Family song.
Just a few more days of sorrow, just a few more days of pain, just a few more days of cloudiness.
just a few more days of cloudiness, just a few more days of rain. Then I'm gonna live with Jesus. He has got a home prepared. Then I'll join the holy angels. Mother will be
Jenny Hawker, Kay Justice, Hillary Durlam, and Tracy Swores. All right, let's see. I got a few announcements here. Let's see. There's going to be a dance party in the pit after the concert. The callers from the callers workshop will be doing it, and the band's going to be the Dukes of Earls and others. And let's see. Then also, there's a fella here that takes panoramic photos, and they're going to try to get a panoramic photo of all of the everyone who's here this week. And this is the kind of stuff that he does. He has an old antique camera that'll take a whole panorama, get everybody's little mug right in there, you know. And they're gonna meet out here by the chapel in front of the campus center here at 2:45 tomorrow. If you'd like to be a part of that photo, everyone is invited. So let's see here. Now we're gonna be doing a few stage changes here, and I just thought maybe we could use a little lively sing along here. And one time, a few years back, I got a call from the Van Hoys down in Union Grove, North Carolina, and they run a little fiddle contest down there, and they have all sorts of categories, and they invited me to come down and do a little bit of storytelling. But the thing that got me going on the whole thing was I saw that they had a harmonica competition. And I thought, oh boy, wouldn't that be a nice line on the old resume, you know, if I could go down there and win that. So I went down there and I worked up a tune, and sure enough, now I won't tell you the competition was the toughest, you know, you could imagine, but I somehow won that thing, and this is the tune. It has a lively chorus, has a few movements in there. You all might be ready to move a little bit here, and it goes something like this. Catfish, catfish, going up a stream. Catfish, catfish, where you been? Grab that catfish by the snout. Oh, Lord, I pulled that catfish out. And that's a chorus now. I think you all catch that when it comes around, won't you? Well, I said the woodpecker in a tree. I once courted a fair lady. She grew fickle and from me fled. And ever since my head's been red. Catfish, catfish going upstream. Catfish, catfish, where you been? Grab that catfish by the snout. Oh Lord, I pulled that catfish out. Up stepped the blackbird, says to the crow, what makes that farmer hate us so? Well, it's been the case since we've been born. It's been our trade to pull up corn. Catfish, catfish going upstream. Catfish, catfish, where you been? Grab that catfish by the snout. Oh Lord, I pulled that catfish out. Was walking on through that field. Well, a black snake bit me on the heel. Well, I whirled around and I run my best. Well, I bumped my head in a hornet's nest. Well, I was walking on down that road. Well, I spies a terrapin and a toad. Well, that terrapin, he began to sing. When that toad, he danced a pigeon wing. And they were singing, catfish, catfish going upstream. Catfish, catfish, where you been? Grab that catfish by the snout. I pulled that catfish out. All right. Yes, that's a lively little number. You know, and I have another little story about a young fella who went down to a fiddle contest. A young mountain fella who was raised kind of rough up in the mountains, and he went and hitchhiked all the way down out of those high North Georgia mountains down into the Piedmont where they were having a big contest. And this since you all seem to be so responsive here, you all could help me on this. Towards the end of this poem, there's a line that says, "And the noise of the crowd began." And if you all would be a noisy crowd, I think it should become naturally. That could be really helpful. I'll go like this. So this little fella, he went down and tried to see if he could take his fiddle down there to this contest. And for this piece, I'll be that young fella. And this here, my fiddle, I call her my whippoorwill. Up in the mountains, it's lonesome all the time. Soft winds slew into the sweet tater vine. Up in the mountains, it's lonesome for a child. Whippoorwills are calling and the sap runs wild. Up in the mountains, mountains in the fog, everything's as lazy as an old hound dog. Born in the mountains, never raised a pet, never wanted nothing, ain't got it yet. Born in the mountains, lonesome born, raised running ragged through the cockleburrs and corn. I never knew my pappy, maybe never should. I think she was a fiddle made of mountain laurel wood. Never had no mama to teach me pretty please. I think she was a whippoorwill, a skittin' through the trees. Never had a brother nor a whole pair of pants. But when I starts to fiddle, why, you gots to start to dance. Listen to my fiddle, kingdom come, Hear the frogs a-chunking, jug-a-rum, jug-a-rum. Listen to that whippoorwill be lonesome in the air. And I'll tell you how I traveled to the Essex County Fair. Well, Essex County had a mighty pretty fair. All them smarty fiddlers from the south comes there. Elbows a-flying as they're rising up their bows for the first prize contest in the Georgia Fiddler's Show. Now there's old Dan Whelan. He's got whiskers in his ears. Kingpin fiddler for nigh on 20 years. And there's Big Tom Sargent there with his blue walleye. And little Jimmy Weezer, he could make a fiddle cry. Everybody's sitting around spitting high and strutting proud. Listen, little whippoorwill, you better bug your eyes. A tune, tune, tuning while the judges told the crowd. Them that gets the mostest claps will win the bestest prize. Well, everyone was waiting for that first twiddle-dee when in come a stumbling hillbilly me. I bowed right purty to the judges and the rest, and I took a silver dollar from a hole inside my vest. I plunked it on the table, said, there's my calling card. Anyone what licks me, buddy's got to fiddle hard. Old Dan Whelan started laughing fit to holler. Little Jimmy Weezer says, that's one dead dollar. Big Tom Sargent had a yaller toothy grin. But I tucked my little whippoorwill up underneath my chin, and I petted her and I tuned her till the judges said, begin. Well, Big Tom Sargent was the first in line. He could fiddle all the bugs off a sweet tater vine. He could fiddle down a possum from a mile-high tree. He could fiddle up a whale from the bottom of the sea. And you could hear the hands a-clapping till they clapped each other raw when he finished variations on Turkey in the Straw. Well, little Jimmy Weezer was the next to play. He could fiddle all night, he could fiddle all day. He could fiddle chills, he could fiddle fever. He could make a fiddle rustle like a lowland river. He could make a fiddle croon like a loving woman. And they clapped like thunder when he finished strumming. Well, then came the rest of them bobtail fiddlers, the let's go easies and the fair to middlers, and they got their claps and they lost their bicker and they settled on back for some more corn liquor. And the crowd was getting tired of their no-count squealing when out in the center stepped old Dan Whelan. He fiddled high and he fiddled low. He fiddled into the night with a cherry wood bow. Whippoorwill, you better spread your wings. That Dan Whelan, he's got honey in his strings. He fiddled the wind by the lonesome moon. He fiddled the most almighty tune. He started fiddling like a host. He ended fiddling like a ghost. He fiddled north. He fiddled south. He fiddled that heart right out of your mouth. He fiddled here. He fiddled there. He fiddled salvation everywhere. And when he was finished, the crowd cut loose. I stood there a-wondering, what's the use? Whippoorwill, there's rain on your breast. Whippoorwill, you better fly home to your nest. But I was next. And I stood up pure, and I took my bow, and my fiddle went to my shoulder so. And then there weren't no crowd to get me phased, because I was alone where I was raised. Up in the mountains, so still it makes you scared. Where God lies sleeping with his big white beard. And I heard the sound of the squirrel in the pine. And I heard the earth a-breathing through the long night time. And I thought, they fiddle the rose and they fiddle the thorn. But they ain't fiddle the mountain corn. They fiddle sinful and they fiddle moral. But they ain't fiddle the mountain laurel. They fiddle loud and they fiddle still, but they ain't fiddled a whippoorwill. So I started off with a dump diddle dump. Oh, hell's broke loose in Georgia. Skunk cabbage growing on a big gum stump. Whippoorwill, you're singing now. That Georgia booze is a mighty fine booze. The best you ever scourge. It'll eat the soles right off of your shoes. Oh, hell's broke loose in Georgia. My mama was a whippoorwill pure. My papa, he was lazy. I'm hell broke loose in a new store shirt to fiddle all Georgia's crazy. Swing your partners up and down the middle. Sashay now, listen to my fiddle. Sap, slap, tax, flipping on a red hot griddle. Hell's broke loose, oh, hell's broke loose, oh, hell's broke loose in Georgia. Fire on the mountain, snakes in the grass. Satan's here a-barling now, Lordy, let him pass. Go down, Moses, set my people free. Pop goes the weasel through the old red
Red Sea. Jonah's sitting on a hickory bough. Up jumps a whale. Now, where's your prophet now? A rabbit in a pea patch, possum in a pot. Trying to stop my fiddle. Now, my fiddle's getting hot. Whippoorwill is singing in the mountain hush. Whippoorwill is shouting from the burning bush. Whippoorwill is crying from the stable door. Sing tonight as you never sang before. Sing tonight as you never sang before. Hell's broke loose like a stomping mountain shoat. Sing till you bust the gold in your throat. Hell's broke loose for 40 miles around. Try and stop my music if you don't sing it down. Sing in the mountains, little whippoorwill. Sing in the valley, slapping with a hill. You're strutting the highs an eagle's quill. Hell's broke loose, oh, hell's broke loose, oh, hell's broke loose in Georgia. And there weren't a sound when I stopped bowing. Whippoorwill, you can sing no more. Over yonder in the east, the dawn was a-growing. Oh, whippoorwill. And I thought, you fiddled all night. I fiddled all night, and I've lost. You're a good hillbilly, but you've been bossed. And I went to congratulate old man Dan. But he put his fiddle into my hand, and the noise of the crowd began. Woo! 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 Pretty sneaky way to get applause, isn't it? Got you. You are a great noisy crowd, and I appreciate it. That's a poem by Stephen Vincent Benet. And one of the first times I've heard it, I've heard it done a number of times. One of the first times, the most memorable, was when Barbara Freeman did it in my little mountain cabin up in Yancey County. And if you ever get down to Asheville, that mountain sweet talk, they use that in there, and you'll hear their version of it. It's really good. It's in Asheville. So let's see now. We got the last act of the night, and quite a hot one here. We have the Country Gazette coming on here, and these guys are just pioneers in the international bluegrass scene. And these guys have toured all over the country. They've been to Europe many times. And what's sort of special about it, that these guys could be full-time touring musicians, and you know what a lot of them do, is they teach bluegrass. They teach bluegrass at college. And they teach at a college, which is... called South Plains College. It's in Leveland, Texas, which I think is sort of ironic with all this good mountain music, you know? And they actually have a bluegrass program where you can go there and graduate with a degree in bluegrass. Now, I mean, tell me this world isn't getting a little better in one way or the other, right? All right. So... So some of these guys have never been to Augusta before, and some of them are old veterans. So we have sort of something old and something new and something borrowed and something bluegrass. So welcome, the Country Gazette. All right, thanks.